Okay, if you turn to page 183 in the Gold Prayer Book, near the bottom of the page, you'll see Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. We'll recite that three times. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye so. Page 34, and we'll do the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And if you turn the page to page 37, at the bottom, there's the Four Immeasurables chanting version, and we'll do that in Tibetan. Sam Chen Tong mantra. We'll do that eight times, and Green Tar's mantra, we'll do that seven.
So next maybe 5 minutes. We are going to meditate. Okay, we are going to meditate. That's 5 minutes. You are welcome to do like breathing meditation. Also, you are welcome to do review meditation. So review, so you probably know, I already explained, if you have some material to review, you can do review meditations. Or you can do single-pointed meditations. So welcome to do single-pointed meditations. Or like placing, there's also different kinds of meditations. So placing all your mental energy or attentions on physical movement or emotions or tsova, or maybe think about something beautiful, or maybe doesn't have to be physical or emotional. It also can be, you know, like thinking something, not many things, but one thing, thinking something. It can be a flower, can be color, can be tree, can be water. So then, or maybe, you know, just like look at the mind, just look at the mind, or your own mind. Next 5 minutes. Please, would you mind take 1 minute to introduce to yourself each other? 1 minute to introduce to yourself each other. So there's nothing in the suggestion box. There's nothing. The suggestion box. Okay. Okay. So Jill is not here?
No.
So I'm not going to trick you. I only have treat, no trick. Treat. So I voted for kids in the neighbors. Nobody show up. Maybe in our neighborhood there's not many kids anyway. So I come with the treat, no trick, and treat with the costume, Halloween costume. One time the kids thought also I'm wearing the costume, you know, when I'm living in near existence, when they come, they say, oh. So I'm also wearing some kind of costume. So last, you know, two Sunday, we have very good discussions about self-compassion and self-forgiveness. So, self-forgiveness. So, so during the meditation, also it kind of reminds me again what Mother Teresa said. Something to, you know, think about again, not just one time, then, you know, forget, it's not like that. Something to think about again. So, this, you know, yeah, she has, you know, something to contribute to our well-being. You know? So, not just our well-being of also, you know, other, you know, like who, other people who, she specializes people who need something, so no, she was there. So when it's come down on compassion, compassion, you know, so Mother has so much to offer, you know, so much to offer. So I was, you know, doing the meditations, kind of like, thinking that what I read about Mother Teresa, she said, like, fruit of silence. Fruit of silence? I think no. When we meditate, we're trying to be, you know, like, we're trying to mute a lot of thoughts, you know. So then some people say it's a silent, but actually trying to, you know, stop different thoughts. So anyway, so something to think about, you know, the fruit of silence is what Mother said. The fruit of silence is prayer. See? That's what Mother said. Fruit of silence is prayer. So we need to think about that, okay? We need to think about prayer. So, it's not the book that we read, you know, it's prayer, it's simply wish. So it's wish, You could also say there's energy, you know, because every wish is also thought. It's not physical. wish is thought. Thought. So as I said, every thought comes with energy. Every thought comes with energy. So there's the prayer is the positive wish, no? That positive wish, there's a positive thought. Positive thought, there's no care, the energy, no, there's positive energy, no? Positive energy. Then that, no, positive energy, positive thought, no, transform environment, transform people, no, like that. The fruit of silence is prayer. Then what she said, the fruit of prayer is peace or love? Love.
Oh. Here the four lines get short.
Oh, so four lines? Okay. So see if I can remember. The fruit, fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is peace. Service. Oh, yeah. So then the fruit of service?
Is peace.
So, okay, the peace comes at the end. Oh. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is love. The fruit of love is service. The service of love is peace. There's five of them. Five.
No, there's four.
Four. So something to think about. Something to think about. You know, fruit of silence is prayer. So that means positive wish. Therefore, every meditation, according to Tibetan Buddhism, every meditation, how we should do meditation, how we should start meditations, and before meditation, what is important? Is important is to analyze our mindset. So before we meditate, we need to look at our mind, you know, our mental state, analyze our mental state. So if our mental state has been disturbed, so then we do breathing meditation. So. Breathing meditation, try to get rid of that, or maybe try to neutralize. And from that neutral state, we try to grow something positive. If the mental state is always disturbing, it's hard to grow something positive. So that means fruit of silence is prayer. Prayer is wish, nothing more than that. It's not so. Then all these incredible wishes reflected on the piece of paper. So we read this called prayer. That's all. So, therefore, like checking our mental state before we meditate, that's kind of critical. So you discover that your mind is kind of disturbed. So then you do these breathing meditations to, particularly the 21 breathing meditations is to neutralize, make it neutral, your mental state. So then from there, then you generate something positive. Wish. Also, the fruit of silence is prayer. So then, the fruit of prayer is that's the correct one. Yeah, faith. The fruit, that's a mistake. Fruit of prayer is faith, that's the correct one. Fruit of prayer is faith. not talking about blind faith. Here is not talking about blind faith. No, there are three types of faith. When we talk about faith, there's three different types of faith. Paratyapa means like that your mind is just pleased to be in certain environment, seeing certain group of people, seeing some kind of, certain kind of, display, to see. It's all about your mind, the external environment contribute to that experience, but you know, it's mainly it's your own mind. Some people, when they walk into, you know, some spiritual sanctuary, they feel very peace and calm, wonderful. Some people, they are just interested about art. They're just wondering about art, you know. Some people, they're just wondering about the history behind art. And some people just want to take photo, you know. Some people feel something, some people feel nothing, some people feel angry. So it's all due to their mind. Mainly due to their mind. So probably it's much, much deeper, you know, if you look at it from the karma point of view, it probably might be much, much deeper, much more complicated to understand. But temporarily, you know, it's due to their mindset. some people have goosebumps, tears, some people have nothing, some people, they, you know, they're mainly focused like art, history, and all of that. No, this is all due to the mind. So, faith, this paratyapa, the first one, paratyapa, means your mind is just pleased to be there, you know. And your just mind is just, you know, as a tongue, it's like, it's become like fresh, you know. Just fresh, just happy to be there, you know, happy to see or experience, you know. It could, that's like paratyapa, that's the first one, paratyapa. You remember in English, how to say? That's not paratyapa.
Clear faith.
Clear faith, yeah. So that means your mind is clear, you know, just being there, your mind's clear, you know. Paratyapa, that's a literally translation of the word. Paratyapa means tongue, literally means clean or clear. So that, you know, that you, the one experience this clean mind, fresh mind, mind's clear, paratyapa, you know. Nobody's any saying anything to you. Your mind is just pleased, paratyapa. Huh? Then the second one is called ngundyoketyapa. So, second one.
Clarifying, right? Clarifying faith?
No, that's the first. Second one. Ngundyoketyapa. Anyway. Ngundu means, that's the last one. Ngundu means like the wanting to be, you know. See, long time ago that I did retreat in Nolan's farm, just one young lady, she came to the retreat. And whenever we go to retreat there, I don't ask people to be in the session all the time, so I encourage them to think something positive, you know. Well, there's no really rules, you know, so if they decide to take long walk in the farm, that's fine, you know. It also can be meditations. The bottom line is to think something positive. So the young lady, so after they know, when the retreat is over, you know, they have some kind of what you call evaluation. So so they do something like that there. So that the lady, young lady said something very interesting, so kind of, you know, sit quite well with the second surface. She says she's joking with the path in the farm. In her mind, she's chasing the person that she wants to be. So that's exactly the second fate. It's like desire to become. You see something, okay, wow, no, like, I want to become Buddha. I really want to become Buddha. I really want to get enlightened. So that's kind of like, that's the second type of fate, you know. It's not blind faith. First one is, you know, the mind is just clean or pleased or to be there. But the last one is called conviction faith, you know. That you are 100% convinced based on your knowledge. Of course, first based on your knowledge. So then, you know, experience, based on your experience, the experience is very much based on knowledge. Based on wisdom, also wisdom, you know, also the byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, there will be no experience. So any, because you are 100% convinced the path that you choose, that's the right path. And you are 100% convinced that path will lead you somewhere, a bit of better place. And you're 100% convinced. That's called Ishigeteba. So that's the best one. This is not, you know, that is firmly grounded, that kind of types of faith is firmly grounded on the reason, on reason. You learn, you study, you analyze, you questions, finally you reach some point, then you are convinced, Ishigeteba. So the fruit of style is prayer, the fruit of prayer is faith. So here I know, because being here 16 years, faith means, you know, something like most people, they think some blind faith is not. Faith is necessary. It's like mother, you know. All the experience that you are going to gain is like child. There will be no child if there's no mother. There will be no child. So faith is necessary. I'm not talking about blind faith. I'm talking about these three types of faith. It's necessary, you know. It's necessary. It's important. It's necessary. Tebangondro mother chebatis. The one should develop faith like mother. Then you can hope for child. If there's no mother, there will be no child. So it's, you know, important. So every word the mother says, every word the mother said, put it together, this word, you know, I say, is each word has weight. Weight is not light. Each word has weight. That weight is very much gained on her experience, you know, dealing with poor people, how she sees, you know, them. So, last couple of Sundays, we are talking about compassion, self-compassion. So, mother has lot to offer. The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is peace.
Love.
The love, there's no peace. Love, the fruit of love is service. Right? Then finish. Peace or something like that. So, what we need help. We need wisdom. We need wisdom, we need help. Doesn't matter whether she's Buddhist or not Buddhist. There's like minor differences. The most important thing is that we learn, even the bird has something to offer, you know, bird. We should not take that literally, but they're saying, Lobje Chivukala means, even the advice, the bird also, mouth has also advice. So, means everybody has something to contribute, you know. Doesn't have to be something higher or, you know, this is just our mindset. Everybody has something to contribute. Doesn't have to have, you know, some kind of like titles or, no, that's not. So anyway, I myself do think about that, you know, so please, if you are interested, you know, there's benefit, you know, to think. So, very nicely worded, but, you know, it has not just nice word, it has deep meaning, so deep meaning. Just remembering while we are, you know, sitting quietly, while we're meditating, then a little bit about the self-forgiveness. Okay, so last couple of Sundays, so one of the topics, you know, that self-forgiveness comes out during the discussions about the compassion, self-compassion, and some people say self-forgiveness is necessary. So last Sunday, we divided the group and we discussed, you know, about self-forgiveness. So what I want to hear from you is, you know, so as I said last Sunday, you know, yeah, self-forgiveness is very important. You know, everybody, including myself, everybody has something to, everybody has, you know, everybody has reason to forgive oneself. Everybody has. So we should not be surprised that we think about food, we think about clothes, we think about house, we think about so many things. We think is not necessary. It's a dharma. Dharma means something that transform your mindset, because it's like being part of samsara, what you call samsari being thinks about samsara things. That's how we become samsari beings. Otherwise, we should not be surprised, so we think about those things, because that's, or maybe I'm doing something wrong. No, that's nature. This is nature. So if you are already been liberated, then if you are still thinking of some other things, then that's kind of strange. That's kind of shocking. It's kind of shocking. But here, everybody, we have something to forgive. So, from the Buddhist point of view, so last Sunday, talk about self-forgiveness. We remember something. It should be done differently. Could be done a little bit better. We have all this, but repeating those mantra doesn't change. I usually joke and say, would have, should have. You say much better. How is that? Coulda, woulda, shoulda, something. So now that person is only in New Zealand, Sarah Brooks, so she usually says coulda, shoulda, woulda, something like that. So repeating that kind of mantra doesn't help. So now the self-forgiveness, from the Buddhist point of view, how you forgive yourself. Just repeating that word, that's the initial stage. But that, just the repeating the word is not going to we are holding on something. So we are quite good at that, So because that's habit that builds over time, It's like heavy, like chain that you're wearing. It's like hard to remove. This habit that builds, not just overnight. It's habit. So we hold on something, not able to let it go, don't know how to let it go. So therefore, the discussion is very, very critical. So I want to hear from you, we all know, you know, I know, we all know for self-forgiveness. Now the question is, how to forgive? In samsara, nobody is perfect. Nobody's perfect. You can say words, you are perfect, but that's not true. In samsara, nobody's perfect. That's the meaning of samsara, is nobody's perfect. Samsara is filled with complications. Don't think that you are doing something wrong. That's the nature of samsara. If you don't like that, what do we need to do? We should seek liberations. Free yourself from all these complications. You can do. That requires effort. Not just simple desire. Everybody has desire. Then why does so many people experience the complications? Not because they have no desire. They do have desire. I have desire to liberate myself. So, samsara, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But enlightenment grow from the samsara. It's not like right from the beginning somebody's already enlightened. It's not like that. Some enlightenment grow from samsara. No samsara, there will be no liberation. So that's the reality. So from the Buddhist point of view, how you forgive yourself, you follow this four critical point. It begins four critical point. There's four state how to forgive yourself. I myself have some experience, not big, but like this. some experience, you know. Following these four steps does help, you know. Letting go is not easy, not easy at all. It's not easy, you know. It takes time. It takes time, you know. It requires some understanding, you know. It's not just simple word. You can say let's go. You know, we can say let's go, but you yourself having difficult letting go things. But we say things, you know, just let it go. Sounds quite easy. Just let it go. Don't hold on that. But you have something that you hold on, holding on long, long time. So four critical point. The first one, the way I'm going to explain, first one, if you fall down on the ground, you, how I say, stand up, standing, you stand up, leaning on the ground, right? You're standing up, that's like dependence. You depend on the ground, then that's how you stand up. No, you don't depend here, that's how you stand up, there's nothing, no. So you depend on the ground, then that's how you stand up. That's the first point. Could be referred to somebody, could be, you know, visualizing something, you know, thinking about something, you know, like before you, or maybe thinking about that person, or it can be so many different things, so many different things, okay? There's a fast, depend, like, power of dependent, power of dependent. You depend on something, power dependent, no? So then, second one, so second critical point is regret, no? You don't feel guilt, you regret. I regret, I really, sincerely, genuinely regret. No guilt, regret. So regretting towards something negative is positive. Okay, positive. Regretting towards something positive, that's negative. No, that's true. Regret can be positive and can be negative. Regret, you know, not just regret. Really sincere and genuine regret. So that's not like, say, 3% like drink poisons, no? One of your friends died. Another one's critically ill. And somehow they, you survived. And now you regret, you really, you know, like, that's, you know, swallowing the poison is like, terrible mistake, you know. So like that kind of like strong, really, really sweet feelings, you know, strong regret. I strongly, genuinely, sincerely regret. That's the important, you know, like point, important points. So then the third point is not to repeat. It's all we can do. It's not like there's something we can do. Not to repeat, then, you know, then not to repeat, then do something. That's the fourth point of do something. Something what? Something positive. People say prayers. People, you know, do all kind of, you know, practice, you know. They go to visit the holy site, no, they do all kinds of things. And with that mindset, you know, with that mindset, wanting to do something, with that mindset, people go around the stupa outside. That's what we built. So believe or not, you know, going around the stupa, you know, it purifies. So doing something, volunteering, to volunteering the meals on wheel, things like that. So many things that, you know. So you are doing so many good things, you know. Therefore, there, in this country, there are so many good services. There are so many services, you know. So doing something good, you know, go to the lake, feeding the bird, even though they have signed not to feed the bird, I'm not sure. So sometimes I wish I could talk to the bird. Did they put the sign or no? Did anybody ask them to put before they put the sign? So anyway, it's complicated, but maybe there's something to do with the science. But no, at the same time, birds are hungry. But when you feed them, they are happy. small things like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, you have to sit long hours, you know, then meditate. No. Do something good. When you do good, you feel good. When you feel good, the feeling not good will reduce. If you feel good all the time, the feeling not good is going to reduce. That's how you overcome. That's the feeling. It's the feeling that not able to let it go. It's the feeling that we are holding on. Something, you know, that generates some kind of feeling, you know, self-forgiveness. So, as a monk, you know, I do purification practice every day, every single day I do purification practice. You know, every single day I think, you know, what went wrong. But I don't just sit there, do nothing, you know. I don't think what went wrong. I don't think out of negative mindset. I do think out of positive mindset, I do what went wrong. I do think about what went wrong in my life, you know. As I mentioned, not just me, everybody. You know? So I think about those things out of positive mind, wanting to do something. You know? Same like, you know, thinking about laundry. But if you don't do laundry, there's no benefit. If you want to do the laundry, if you think about laundry, there's benefit more likely those clothes going to be clean. Like that, you know. So I myself do purification practice every single day. So without a positive mind, you know, as I said, this is not the only way. There's so many different ways. That's the way I do, you know. I do purification practice. I say some sutras every single day, you know, by heart. And while I'm saying it, I'm thinking, not just, you know, wandering my mind. I'm thinking about my, you know, mistake. I'm thinking of my mistake. So then telling myself not to hold on, let it go. After, you know, months, not right away, slowly, get better and better and better and better. No, it takes, as I said, it takes time. Slowly, change will take time. Slowly, change will take place. So then every single day, you know, I do that thing. So at the end, I don't feel bad about thinking some mistake that I made. I don't feel bad. I feel good. In the end, I feel good because I did something. I take full responsibility. I regret, trying to regret sincerely, genuinely, much as possible. I regret thinking something, you know, something like power of dependence. In my case, I visualize all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva in front of me. I visualize them and I visualize that I'm telling them, you know, all the mistakes that I made, you know. So then I follow those other, the points. So then in the end, and I feel good. I don't feel bad. I feel good. So, that's from the Buddhist point of view. That's how you forgive yourself. What is self-forgiveness? We all discussed that. And how to forgive yourself. How to forgive. So, from the Buddhist point of view, my answer is, doing something. So that will be purification practice. Purify your mind, your heart, whatever you call, some people say soul, I have no idea, but you know, whatever that might be, with the feelings, you know, purifying that. Everybody make mistake. Don't think that you are the only one. No. Everybody made a mistake. If you think about this life, a lot of people think, oh, this is just random, it's happened, you know, it just happened. I don't know. It just happened, you know. It's not just happened. It's how it happened, you know. Why it happened like this? How it happened like this? There are so many answers. So many questions that need to be answered. No, why it happened. So then when you think through that, you know, as a philosophical point of view, Yeah, it's not just mistake here. It's not just only time that we make mistake. We made mistake many times. No? But we overcome. No. Hmm? So that's my thing, my way of, you know, based on Buddhist teachings, you know, Buddhist teachings, that's how you forgive yourself. But I'm not saying this, doing that one day, next day you'll be free. No, no, no. I'm not saying that. It takes time. It's like gradual process. It will change. So, for example, persons that, you know, hurt you, the persons, from your side, there's no reason why that person treated you like that. But that person, there's so many different ways, unfairly treated, you know, it's all that. The minute you think about that person, you get angry all the time. Slowly, you know, when time goes by, you think, slowly, you know, think. Then after that, when you think about that person, you don't get angry, but, you know, you are not happy. But that's okay, you know, that's okay. But you are not angry, you know. It's better. One time you will face that person face to face. You are better, you know. And before that you said, from now on, I will never talk to that person. That will change slowly change. Because your heart grow, your mind opens, you know, more opens. So does not mean that you are pleased with that person's action, no. So you become wiser. Much wiser. You become much more wiser. Much more wiser, no. So the slow, not right away, slow. That's how you let it, easy to say, oh, just let it go. No, it's not that easy. It takes time. It takes an effort. It takes time. The slowly, the sun will shine, slowly. Before it's all dark, now it's not all dark, there's some light there. So then slow, that darkness will go away, you don't have to remain there. It'll go away, it'll be light. It takes time, slow. Then a couple of people, I just wondering, you know, so that's why I'm asking you, How to forgive? What do you do? It's not just Buddhist people have something to forget. It's not like only Christian people have something to forget. Everybody who has a thought, we have something to forget. It's nothing to do with the religions, no? If you don't feel good about yourself, if you don't feel, there might be some reason why you don't feel good about yourself. Maybe some mistake, you know, So then, you know, the cleaning your mind is very important. Cleaning your mind. Otherwise, I said, you know, sink is full with the dirty dish. So you have soap to clean. You have like nice best sponge to clean. Put it all there. You know, just sit there, meditate. I strongly, sincerely wish it will be clean right away. It's not going to be. Why? It requires effort. It's like the dirt on the dishes is not inseparable with the dish. If you think that's inseparable with the dish, there's a mistake. That means you are never ever going to see a clean dish. That's what you're saying, indirectly. No, the dirt and the dishes are inseparable. Same. As a mistake in me, it's inseparable. There's no hope. No, everybody has Buddha natures. Everybody has potential to become enlightened. Equal opportunities. Because nature of mind is pure. But it's like covered by all this cloud. No, you will see one day sky without cloud, because that clearly indicates that the cloud and the sky is not inseparable. It's there temporarily. It will go away. You know, Not right away, but you know, one day you'll see. One day you'll see. Same here. That's how gradual process. Slowly, slowly. Slowly, slowly. Like, as a moon, new moon, what you call new moon? First phase. Face of the moon. So, like, according to Vinayaka Sutra, that's how they count the begin the month. They don't count the first and second, third. The first begin with the 16. 16, because the 16 is like first moon. It's difficult. There's not much light, but it's small light. 17 is more light. 13 more light. The 15 is full. You know, it's like, you know, that's how the it's like small light, but that light will increase, you know. It's hard, but it takes time. Second day, third day, it'll get better and better. In the 15th, it'll be full, you know, full, bright light. It's like that, you know. So believe me, because I've been monks like since I was 7 years old, you know. Everything that I also did in monastery is not perfect. You know, there's a lot of mistake as a child, you know. There's a lot of mistake that I made. But, can you imagine, being a monk since when I was 7, still I'm not enlightened. Not close. Not even close. But I'm trying, you know. I'm trying, you know. I'm not being very sick, even physically being in the monastery, 7 to till, like 16, 17, 18, 19, my mind goes all over the place. Oh, should you do this? Should you do that? No, maybe it's better like do this. No? Then this all now, this later part of life realize this all campaign for happiness. Campaign for happiness, you know. It's a campaign for happiness, you know. When it actually happens, it's not like that. So see, you remember that I said one joke, you remember? So... So that joke helps me all the time. So it's just joke, okay? It's just joke. It's not. It's real. It's just joke. Don't take this very seriously. It's just joke. It's a philosophical joke. So the I think the President Bush, is just joke, okay? It's just joke. I think went to. Out of this realm, so there are some other, and the person who is in charge of, you know, touring people to the hell realm or the heaven, you know, person who is in charge, and George Bush was there, so that's a joke. So, wanted to tour, so then guy asked George Bush, oh, which place do you want to go first? And he said, hell realm. So he took it there. So then he went there, you know, then all his friends, you know, like, Defense Minister, then what is it called, like, Secretary of State, Defense Minister, all of that. They are drinking beer, playing golf, you know, very nice, playing golf. It's not that place to be. So then he said, time's up, to go back, you know, so tomorrow, heaven. When he went there, really quiet, no beer, no golf, you know. Everybody's quiet, very quiet, silent, you know, very calm. So then he said, okay, so now it's up to you which one you choose to go. So then Bush said, okay, it's kind of embarrassing, but I want to go, to choose to go to hell now. Then he said, okay, tomorrow we go there. He said, yes. So tomorrow went there, there's no golf course. There's nobody drinking beer. It's all kind of like really disgusting looking. And he said, what happened? It's different than yesterday. So yesterday's campaign for the hell realm. Today's real. Everything, you know, everything that we see for me is like campaign for happiness. But you know, when you actually get there, it's not like that. It's campaign, you know. Campaign. So that means, need to be content what we have, need to be content, you know, self-content, contentment is very important. So, it's, yeah, your mind wanders, Your mind wander, my mind wander, no, our mind wander all the time. Oh, maybe if I do this, I'll be more happy. That's not true. Not true. So, you know, this samsaric world is complicated, you know, so needs wisdom to figure it out. Needs wisdom to figure it out, not just desire, wisdom to figure it out, you know. Slowly, slowly. So then, please, you know, discussions is the, I also get a lot of benefit, you know. When I hear something from you, you know, so then I use, when I go out other place to teach, I use that, you know, because it's coming from your personal experiences. So therefore, the dividing the group, you know, is critical. So today, you know, unfortunately, there's not much time, so there's no time. So that's how it's been done, classes have been done last 3 Sundays. So, and this is going to be ongoing, I say, ongoing. It's like, yeah, it's like the class is going to be like this, Sunday class is going to be like that. So today I talk too much. So all the time is, you know, finished. So then maybe next Sunday, so after the introductions, then we'll begin the discussion right away. So self-forgiveness. So, and still people are asking to have more discussions. What I really want to hear, you know, we are not discussing about the word self-forgiveness. You know, I know, we all know how to forgive. So if you can contribute, please do, you know. So then any suggestions, we have suggestion box there, so you put suggestion there, so we discuss. I very much like to hear from you. I really, sincerely mean it. I really want to hear. I've been talking, last 16 years. So, and I'm not playing hooky. You know? I know, not just me, everybody get benefit, everybody is interested what you have to say. Everybody's very interested. So, how to, maybe one more Sunday, how to forgive ourselves, how to forgive ourselves. You may have another idea. Doesn't have to be Buddhist idea. Doesn't have to be Buddhist idea. I'm not pushing that at all. You know, here we are sharing, and we all want to be happier human being. So what we can contribute, then how we can help each other to reach that goal. That's the goal. That is the goal. Goal is not to become Buddhist. That's not the goal. Goal is how to become better human being. That's the goal. Everybody who comes here, that's the goal. That is the goal. How to become better human being, happier human being. That's the goal. Buddhism has something to contribute. Every major religion has something to, major religion tradition has something to contribute. So, we take the contributions, you know. So, as His Holiness said many times, you know, the goal is to become better human beings. Happier human being, better human being, that will guarantee better world. More Buddhists, I don't think, guarantee better world. More Christians don't guarantee. In the practical way, not everybody will become Buddhist. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen Buddha's lifetime. It's not going to happen. It is necessary to have different belief. It's necessary because there's different mindset. You know, it's like buffet, you know, so people can choose. You know. People know. So I like butter tea, you don't like butter tea. I can push you to drink butter tea, that's not skip away. Because I like, you know, I very much like butter tea. So you may feel it like disgusting, you know. That's okay. That's okay. So, everybody, you know, so goal is to be better human being. To be better human being, that's the goal. That is the goal. That's the goal, me becoming monk, that's the goal, you know, better human being. You may call enlightenment, liberation, whatever you call, but a better human being. Human being with a heart don't want to hurt any other human beings, living beings, you know. So better human being, that's the goal. So that's the purpose of this center, you know, center. So we are all contributing, you know. So each time when you come to center, you are present here at the center. It's blessing. So some of you think, oh, this is Gishigalek Center. This is not my center. This is our center. It happens due to all the effort from the, this is the result of collective consciousness and collective energy. This is the result. I am part of this. Yeah, I am part of this. But I'm not just the only person. No. When you think about karma-wise, no. It's like, it's our collective merit, our collective energy, collective effort. Then a lot of people benefited from this spiritual sanctuary. So many people before you put so much effort. Some of them are not here now. It's gone. But their contribution is still here. Their contribution, their energy is very much light. The very person who put all the floor, who donated all the floor that we enjoy, she hardly comes to center. Now she's gone. But her contribution continues, continues. So that's just example, okay. So what I want you to know is like, this is the place we come here together and we're trying to share our information, share our knowledge, So then how to become better human beings, okay? So path, then it's up to, you just live up to them. Whatever path they may choose, they have right to choose. So when they choose one, then you help them to guide them. That's all you do. Because you know how to guide them, then you guide them. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So now there's another class. So, yeah, thank you very much. So next Sunday, one more time, discussion about self-forgiveness, okay? So then please, if you have any suggestions, put in the box. So that's how I like to be class, to be like this, rather than me just talking all hour and you just listening. So from now on, the class is going to be with discussion, group discussions. Then you report, then we all listen. So that's a mutual way to benefit. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, the kind of dedication.
So we'll do the prayer on page 246 in the gold book from Master Shantideva. Page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And if you just turn back one page, I'll be going back and forth between page 244 and 245 for the long life prayers. Start with the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then the one for Gyume Ken Rinpoche. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you who uphold this doer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re Soha. Reminder that this is the last Sunday Geshe-la will be teaching at 9 a.m. There will be silent meditation from 9 to 9:45 a.m. and teachings will be at 10:30. Thank you. Whoops, one more.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention again that on this Tuesday is a Buddha holy day, Labab Duchen, when the Buddha returned from the God Realm of 33, the request of his disciples, and we will be having taking precepts at dawn at 6 a.m. And if you have any questions about that, please, I'll be here can give you an answer. There's an announcement in the bulletin, but I wanted to arrange that again. And then at 7 p.m., we'll be having a Shakyamuni Buddha Puja, and you're all welcome to come to that. And one other thing is that Geshe-la has, due to request, will also be offering lay vows after the eight Mahayana precepts Tuesday morning. So if you wanted to do that, you could talk to me about that, or one of the nuns would also be able to help you as well. Thank you.
So one more another, please. So maybe take only 1 minute. So last year we had like this kid camp from the Kadamba Center, organized Dharma kid camp in another facilities, very nice facilities, like hour from here, 1 hour?
Yeah.
45 minutes, very nice place. So that summer camp for kids went very well. All the kids, they enjoy very much because there's a lot of activities. So the kids, they really enjoy. So I think that's the best way to, you know, teach them how to be more compassionate, more mindful, you know, with some kind of, you know, exercise. So that went very well. So I want that kid camp to be continued. It was a lot of people, Aaron, and there's a lot of people, they put so much effort, many, many years, how to develop this kid program here at the center. You know, goal, same, become happier human being, better human being. That's the goal. So this year probably this will be another, you know, same facility, same kid camp. So there will be like dinner like event at the Tibetan restaurant. So there's all that. There will be instructions, a lot of them. So usually, you know, people give me donations here and there. So usually all I set my donations and I send to the monastery. Whoever needs, I send them. So end of last year, beginning of this year, so all my donations are dedicated to support the kid camp. So the way to support is, you know, not to give the money to the kid, but, you know, that pay for all the food in the restaurants. So then people here, you know, they sell tickets. So every money, so they don't need to cover the food, I pay the food. All the money being generated, it goes to the kid camp. Summer kid camp. So if you have time, then please join with the dinner. It's more like social. There's no dharma talk. It's just eat. That's all. Just eat and talk, you know. Also, there's like social event and also to benefit the Tibetan restaurant. You know, it's like locally owned Tibetan restaurants. Also benefit them. Also benefit dharma kid camps. You know, it benefits so many. So so bottom line, this, we are paying for the food. Because my donations come from you. So I set aside them. So I make sure that I don't use my personal reason. I always, you know, set aside. Send the monastery main most of the time. This time I dedicate for the kid camp. So that does not mean, please don't misunderstand, I'm not asking you more donation for me. So, but you know, that's how I want to support. You know, basically this. Our support for Dharma Kid Camp. So if you have time, then please join. I think there will be very, very good food. It's going to be buffet. There's going to be many, many choices. It's going to be buffet. So I and Gishisambo myself make sure there will be very, very good food, no, not just food. So otherwise we are not going to pay them. Yeah.
November 15th.
There's like 5 to 7, one dinner, then 7 to 9, because we are hoping that more people come. So we divide it now, they divide it, 5 to 7, 7 to 9. Oh. Yeah, two seats, yeah. Thank you very much, yeah. Yeah. So today one of my, like, Dharma brothers from the Vietnamese monk, you know, who is visiting one of his friends here, like, I've been in that monastery in temple in Germany, like Hanover in Germany, many, many years ago, two times. So I request him to lead the second sessions. So if you are interested about to hear about meditation from different traditions, you are welcome to, you know, participate. He's going to lead the second sessions. Okay? Yeah. Thank you.